Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Mess.
We are going to have a discussion about costumes for your kitties, okay? Every year it seems like we talk about this. But you're going to be either Team Okay or Team Risque. Those are your options. Team Okay or Team Risque at 833-730-6377. We'll just discuss in a few minutes whether this costume that I want to get for my three-year-old daughter is too risque or not. I got a complaint because I posted it up on my IG from a Karen, I would say, a mom, that the costume that I want to get my three-year-old is way too risque, all right? We're going to talk about that up next. I want to get all your opinions and Morning Messengers. Please call in after you hear us talk about it, all right? That's all up next, Morning Mess. All right, it's the Morning Mess here. Reminder, right after 7 a.m., we do have the staycation set up where you can catch up some cheaters live on your radio. Hang out for that. Morning Mess here. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hello, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
So I still need your help, man. I didn't know it was going to be this big of a deal. Feels like we talk about this every season. But I had posted up a picture of two different costumes that my three-year-old Gia would love to be. She's big on Disney princesses. So I did like either or. It was Princess Jasmine or Rapunzel. And I had this one mom DM me, and she's like, Rapunzel all day. Please do not even think about dressing your child in that Jasmine costume. It's too risque. And I was like, okay, daughter's three. I saw the costume. The costume does show belly. I looked it up. It shows a little belly, but yeah. It's three-year-old little princess, Disney princess outfit. And then I told a couple other people, and maybe some members here on the Morning Mess, that agreed with this total Karen, in my opinion, that the costume is too risque. So I need you to call up the show right now as me being total dad with my daughter. I want to protect as much as I can and get your opinions on this. 833-730-6377. Are you team risque or team okay? Now, Anish?
Well, I'm team risque, and fine, yes, maybe I agree with the Karen, but you know what? It's been a very negative year, in addition to what you're just receiving right now.
Right.
You don't need more negativity in your life. Why even risk it?
That usually I'm a team risk it to get the biscuit, but I'm not saying she's wrong. I'm not saying you're right. I'm just trying to get both sides. Carla, what do you think?
Oh, I think it's totally fine. It's a costume. She's 3 years old. That's exactly how the princess dresses up. I know that I've dressed up as Princess Jasmine before, and I was, what, 14, 15 years old?
Gina?
I think it's okay, too. She's a child. It's a costume. I mean, it's this little, tiniest little belly that's being shown.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's a big deal.
I got me worried, man, with this lady. This total Karen hit me up, but then Anish says he agreed with her. So please drop a comment at The Morning Mess as well and let us know your thoughts if it's too risque or it's totally okay. Alyssa, what do you think?
It's okay. I mean, like, it's really not that big of a deal. Now, if she was older than, like, 5, I'd say yes. But you're going to be with the family. It's not a big deal.
5 years old is, like, the threshold?
Well, because you're in school then, and it's different. You're around different people, a different environment, and you're just a little bit older. So, personally, my thoughts on it is, when you're a little bit older, it's a little bit more sketchy because then you have a little bit more independence. It's a little scary to go with public because then predators, that's obviously the big issue around it.
Right.
And you should never be anywhere far enough from your child to be afraid that something might happen.
Well, Alyssa, I totally get your point, but like to circle back to you saying that once you're older than five, it's when it starts getting a little more inappropriate. So I dressed up as Princess Jasmine when I was like 13, 14, and I did a whole belly dance routine in front of like a bunch of people. And my parents didn't see anything wrong with that, but there were other parents that, like you, were like, oh, well, now you're sexualizing a young lady. Is that why you think once she's a little older, that's inappropriate? Or what's to say that?
I don't, as a person, know, but other people will. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Everybody is their own person, and you, if you feel comfortable, I say do it. But not that you care how other people will perceive you, but
right,
it's more so about protecting yourself regardless.
That's how I feel about this altogether, where it's like, in the comfort of your own home, sure, who cares? We know that this child is just a child. This is purely innocent, but the world scares me, and it can be a little scary when it comes to a little child, and I just want to make sure that we're not putting the child at risk no matter what.
Yes, definitely. But I think if they're just saying something to you about it, who cares? But if they're like physically going to do something, no, that's the issue. You know what I mean? If they're just going to be like, oh, well, she's a little girl, what is she doing dressing up like that? That's not my problem.
It's very interesting. Yeah. Alyssa, thanks for the call. She is definitely team okay.
Yes. Have a good day, guys.
Don't tell us what to do.
Oh, my God.
All right. So listen, man. This is what also we're going to do. We're going to do a poll. Okay? We're going to do a poll at the Morning Mess because I really listen to the Morning Messengers. I take all your advice to heart is whether I'm going to get this costume. I will say, my little girl would love to be Princess Jasmine. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If that sways your vote a little bit. I don't want it to, but it is what it is. She loves Rapunzel, but it is what it is. Drop a comment and get your vote on. I'm going to read the results right after 7 a.m. based on that's where what costume I'm going to get her, right? Don't move. Your Morning Mess. Okay, it's Friday morning. Your Morning Mess kicking off this weekend. Catching up some more cheaters coming up in minutes. It's going to be great radio. We promise you that. Joey Boy here.
Hi, it's Anish.
It's Gina.
And it's Carla.
Asking if it's, and if you are Team Risque or Team OK, my 3-year-old daughter, my Gia Bella costume, still going to happen this year. Trick or treating is not going to happen, but we're still getting costumes. Going to have a little Halloween party at the Casa. We're going to plan on doing these little, you know, the little Easter eggs and put little candies in there. Have a little Halloween Easter egg hunt kind of situation.
That's fine.
But the costumes are still going to happen. She wants to either get Jasmine or Rapunzel. I posted up the pictures on my IG yesterday. I had this mom hit me up that the Jasmine is not appropriate. It's too risque for a 3-year-old. It does show a little belly, like almost like a belly dancer kind of costume.
Mm-hmm.
So I was asking the show. One of you obviously agreed with this lady and said this costume is too risque for a 3-year-old. That was a niche.
You're making it sound like I'm a terrible person when all I want to do is look out for Gia's best interest. Listen, let's just be real. Yes, you're going to take pictures. You're going to post it on social media. You got a big following. What if one of those peoples happens to be a creeper? I don't want them to have that picture.
I feel like if that's the mentality, then you can't show her, period, at all.
Right.
And I understand you're coming from a good place. You are concerned about her well-being, which is really, really nice. But you can't live your life that way worrying about random strangers on the internet. I think it's right. A totally fine costume.
Yeah, Gina thinks it's okay. Carly, you think it's all okay as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as long as you're going to be at home, you're going to be there to protect her if this were a trick-or-treating situation. And I've dressed up as Princess Jasmine before. I think it's totally fine.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you got but one thing to do. Give us a call.
833-730-6377.
Also, get your vote on at The Morning Mess on Instagram. Let us know your thoughts. We got Jacob on the line. Jacob, too risque or is it totally okay?
I think it's a little too risque.
Why?
I feel like it's too risky because you don't want guys like looking at your daughter and whatnot. I know it's like socially acceptable, like if you're with your parents and whatnot, but you don't want to risk anything. You never know what's going to go happen.
Well, that just scared the hell out of me.
Honestly, with that logic, though, shouldn't you just hide away your daughters forever? Like, is it really going to matter if she's in a costume or if she's just, I mean, she dresses adorable every single day.
I mean, I guess, but like, you don't want people looking at her like belly area and like trying to antagonize them to do something and whatnot.
No, I hate that mentality. No one's antagonizing anyone to do anything just because there's a belly being shown. I mean, look, I hear your point. I understand that you're worried about Gia's safety and little girl's safety, and that is something that you can admire, but I just think the logic's flawed.
Right. Now, here's the thing. You know, even in radio, it's kind of like we have a little saying, like, when in doubt, take it out. Like, we're editing something. And it's kind of, that's the thought process for me. It's like, man, if this is going to be a big deal, there's 10,000 other costumes out there. I just wanted to open up the dialogue to see if people really think, and it seems like it's going back and forth. I get what you're saying. Are you a father as well?
No, I'm only 19 years old, so that's why I'm saying this, you know?
That if you had a daughter, when you become a father and you have a daughter, you would definitely take on the side of precaution.
Yeah, I'd probably dress her up as a little monkey from Aladdin or something.
Abu?
And you know what? I totally get your mentality because, like, even when I dressed up as Princess Jasmine, I didn't show my dad the costume until I was already out in public in front of hundreds of people.
Girl.
Because I feel like I knew deep down that my dad might not be comfortable with that. So I get you coming as a father with that opinion.
Well, Carla over here did a dance, too, at 13, 14.
Dance.
A whole dance with your belly out. I don't know about all that.
Because, see, like, again, all that's cute and fun and stuff when it's in your home or it's with people that you know. There shouldn't be anything wrong with it. And I totally understand where Gina's coming from because I think that you're right. I'm just speaking on the fact that, like, I'm just scared. Mm. And I don't know how to react to that.
With the weirdos out there.
Yeah, I just don't know.
Yeah, I'm back and forth in it. So I appreciate both sides. I don't see anything wrong with it. I think it's innocent. It's one of their favorite movies. And I want to have Gia. You know Gia is girly girl.
Uh-huh. If
we bought her that Jasmine costume, she's going to stand in front of that mirror and know she owns the street. Like, that's what I want to see. But then I understand the other side of people. Like, why is she wearing that? Maybe you should have went with Rapunzel. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
She still would be a Disney princess.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, Jacob, thank you for the call and the thoughts.
Yeah, no problem. Have a great day.
Tell us what to do, and don't knock anybody up today. Don't be a father too quick. Enjoy those teenage years, okay?
I will.
All right, brother.
Bye-bye.
All right, you got but one thing to do. Get your vote on right now on the Instagram tip, at The Morning Mess. Going to take a few more calls, 833-730-6377. Are you team risque or okay for a three-year-old to rock some of these costumes? Like Jasmine, Princess Jasmine with the belly showing, you know. There's also one like the belly dancers and stuff like that. Is that too risque? I don't know, man. Just trying to do the right thing as a dad. Let us know. It's Morning Mess. Denise, Gina, Carla, yours truly, Joey Boy. I'm just trying to make the right decision. Trying to get Daddy of the Year. My three-year-old daughter, she is trying to be either Jasmine or Rapunzel for Halloween. We're not going to do the trick-or-treating, obviously, but she's still going to get the costume. I posted up a picture of the costumes yesterday, and this one mom hit me up and said that Jasmine costume was too risque.
Yeah.
Anish, you agree?
Yeah. Well, because I think that there's some weirdos in this world, and I just don't want to give in to any of that. So I'm sorry. Showing off the little belly, posting that up on your socials. I feel weird about it.
Okay, Mario's been holding. Carla, start tallying up these votes. We're going to let everyone know what they think about this situation.
Okay, there's a lot of people have a lot to say.
Mario, are you team this too risque or is team okay?
Team okay, and you guys got my daughter really heated in the back over here.
How old is she?
She's how old are you right now, Jasmine?
her name is Jasmine.
She's 12, and she dressed up as Jasmine. It's 4 years old, and she's back here. She goes, well, she's just a kid, and there's a predator. Her dad will knock that person's block off if he's around.
That's very true. That's very, very true. Jasmine is very wise for her years at 12.
She's 12 now, but Jasmine's her character, and she's like, she's mad. She goes, no, she could dress up as one as long as her daddy's around.
I'm right. Team Jasmine.
All the way around.
Yes.
Yeah, so did she go through stages of just wanting to be princess? Because Jasmine's not the only one, now that we're looking at different costumes. There's like one we saw as a belly dancer, and there's costumes for little girls that I would say no to.
Little Mermaid?
Well, when she dresses Jasmine when she was a kid at 4 years old, her belly button did show. I would say the belly dancer one.
Yeah.
Not too risque. It's a kid's costume. Disney, you know what I mean?
Right. No, absolutely.
Anish is all worried, but as long as her daddy's around, there ain't nothing to worry about.
Or a strong mommy.
Hey. Oh.
No, don't make Mama Bear mad.
Yeah. Facts. Super facts. All right, well, we're going to hit these results right now and see what the Morning Messengers thinks about it. This is going to be based on whether I buy her this costume or not. We appreciate your call, Mario, and say hi to Jasmine for us.
Don't tell me what to do.
Hey! You better work!
Love it.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Let's hit these results, folks.
Well, we asked you on Instagram at The Morning Mess if you thought that costume was too risque or it was okay. And 91% of you said team okay.
Team okay.
Good, good. I'm happy to hear it. And to the other 9% of you, I know you're just looking out for Gia, but you gotta let the girl live. It's fine.
And you have
a two-year-old, Gina, you would totally let Baby Maybe rock this costume as well.
Absolutely, and she would look adorable.
Yes, she would. Yes, she would. All right, thank you guys so much for the roast. I feel real good about this, Anish.
Don't do that to me. I was looking out for Gia's best interest. You asked me a question, I answered.
What would you want her to dress up in?
Honestly, I feel like she should dress up as me, to be quite honest with you.
Oh my God.
Maybe even going for like a Beyonce moment. Like, okay. That would be fantastic.
Okay.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.